There's curtains on the window and chairs to block the door. I keep myself a secret while dancing on the floor. I call a higher power, but I cannot connect. I call a higher power, but only call Colette. I'm trying to be truthful. I am. I'm trying to be truthful. I am. I don't want to be useful. I can't. I'm trying to be truthful. I am. The gold that I would paint with is washing off my hands. I write about the beaches, but never see the sand. And all the time a filter is wrapped around my head. It bends the words you're saying and all the words I said. I'm trying to be truthful. I am. I'm trying to be truthful. I am. I don't want to be useful. I can't. I'm trying to be truthful. I am. First people say it in writing, then people say that it's wrong. Don't know what I've been inviting into my songs. I'm trying to be truthful. I am. I'm trying to be truthful. I am. I don't want to be useful. I can't. I'm trying to be truthful. I am.
You also have a great official video up on YouTube for your song, Truthful.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about that song?
I think I don't know if you can tell from listening to me talk, but I tend to overthink things a lot. and that song, Truthful, was sort of like, I was really worried about the album because I wanted it to be good. And I was overthinking every single thing I was writing. And not only the songs I was writing, but I was like overthinking everything in my life, like my role in my friend groups, my role in society, and blah, 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 blah. And I felt like that song was just like my frustration coming out because the chorus is very simple and it's just repetitive and to the point. And that was almost like my reaction to myself. I was just like, okay, I gotta cut through all the crap somehow and write a song that just feels sort of like a release, if that makes sense. And so that's kind of where that song came from. It was just like, trying to be truthful, like trying to write something that just feels real instead of, because otherwise I always try and write something eloquent and complicated, but sometimes things that are complicated, they're not worth it. Sometimes it's better to just say the truth.
Have you ever had a song come to you almost fully formed, as though it wrote itself?
Yeah, and those are always the best ones. It's funny, you work on a song for so long, and you can put so much effort into it, and it'll just be whatever, a normal song. But then, yeah, sometimes you just write a song in 2 seconds, and it's you feel happy with it, and that's like the best thing, I think, because it doesn't involve all this over analysis and this labyrinth type of thinking. And I think that's why the songs that come the fastest are the best. But for me, it was the one that I just sat down and wrote without really thinking about it was this song called Joseph in the Bathroom, which is on my newest recording.
Joseph's in the bathroom and the world goes by outside. There is writing on the mirror from the students who have tried to make some words from all the noise that moves around inside their head. He is looking at the mirror, reading all the things they said, and they say it's just a game, and still they push him off the board, and he's been bundled in the back where all the other games are stored. And every time his hand goes up in class, it's not to get it right. His hands are waving, GPS is pointing up and out of sight. No reflection. She thinks are for her health, and she thought about the talent show. The deadline came, and when her parents tell themselves it's for the best, her voice is strange and bent. There is a humming in her locker, something from the radio. It's just a boring song that no one likes, and autumn hums it slow.
Play.
I understand you'll be performing at Ponderosa Arts and Music Festival this August. What else is on the horizon for you over the coming months?
The main thing right now is that we're writing new music. So I don't know when that'll be done, but we kind of just finished touring Quotidian Dream and it's time for the next thing. So yeah, so we'll be writing more music throughout the summer and playing festivals. We're also playing Arts Wells and Delano and Camp and Vancouver Jazz Fest. And yeah, mostly just kind of taking a break after this tour and working on some new music and working on some music videos. And trying to come up with something new now.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of those new releases and tour dates?
Absolutely, yeah. It's samtudormusic.com.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Holiday. What can you tell me about that one?
That song is sort of also similar to what I was talking about Quotidian Dream. Like, it's kind of challenging the idea that we always sort of work towards some sort of great escape in our life. But there's like an irony in that, because if you're always working towards a great escape, you could be spending all that time actually escaping instead of working towards it or something. And just a lot of it was written in Point Grey, this really fancy town where everyone had tons of money, and just sort of questioning that motive.
Awesome. Sam, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Our lone unconscious speed, we leave it below, and now it's what we need. We build it ourselves, the prey that brings the snare. We keep it so clean, you'll never know it's there. I know when you're lost in the estate, you're saving all your money for a holiday. Gonna make you feel like it's the only way. Saving all your money for a holiday. Oh, it's the cost of a frozen place. Paying for the color when it's all gone gray. Know when you're lost in the real estate. Saving all your money for a holiday. They pulled off the sheets, those things below your bed. And when it was time, they crawl into your head. You leave it behind, the codes upon the tree. The woods grow. It's harder now to see. Know when you're lost in the real estate. Saving all your money for a holiday. Gonna make you feel like it's the only way. Saving all your money for a holiday. Oh, it's the cost of a frozen place. Paying for the color when it's all gone gray. Gonna make you feel like it's the only way. Saving all your money for a holiday. You said said that we will be the rulers of an empty state when everybody's got enough to go away. They'll take off all the debts that we were raised to pay, and everything we do will be a holiday. Know when you're lost in the real estate, saving all your money for a holiday. Gonna make you feel like it's the only way, saving all your money for a holiday. Oh, it's the cost of a frozen place, paying for the color when it's all gone gray. Gonna make you feel like it's the only way, saving all your money for a holiday.